Hey, when you work with people.
In a good mood today.
Come on.
You made it. It's a Friday. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
27 degrees right now. Going to get up into the low 40s again tomorrow in the 40s. And then Sunday, it's a Tommy's mom kind of day.
What happens?
Going down. Down, down.
Yeah, I get
down. High at 19 on Sunday. So enjoy today and tomorrow, because Sunday's going to suck. Kimmy, you missed the outside drama of the morning.
The outside drama?
Well, you know, Tommy, he's got a, 30-second run from his car to the door
every morning? Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's very dicey,
I hear.
You got to watch out. He's been down here, 20 years? Never once has anything happened to you.
No, but I've seen some stuff.
Yeah, you actually have it.
Oh, bro, I've seen some stuff. What have you seen? I could write a book. My journey. Tommy's journey.
Across the street.
The things I've seen.
Well, you haven't seen anything.
Saw something this morning, bro.
That's the first chapter. So would you like to share with everybody what you saw this morning?
So I park in level parking across the street because I'm not chintzy.
Because
I'm not a street parker. I park in private parking. So I'm coming.
Parking that anybody can park in if they want.
But you don't want to pay.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that
none of y'all want. I'm the only one that parks up there.
It's not that I don't want to pay. My car got broken into up there on the street. It seems nothing happens to it. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so I'm coming down the stairs, and on the stairwell right there are two brand new loaves of bread sitting there with the ties up. So sitting on the base, standing up like little soldiers. Two of them, like they're placed there.
Okay.
So I'm figuring. Must be like a homeless guy. You know, maybe that's his chow.
Sure.
But they're like high-end bread, and they're brand. They look brand new.
When you say high-end bread,
that looks like Whole Foods, Trader Joe style stuff.
Okay,
a little bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little organic-y.
Gotcha.
But they're like placed there.
Mm.
So I'm like looking around. I go, they got to be a homeless guy. I don't see nobody.
Okay.
So then I'm thinking. I'm the only one that parks here and walks down. Everybody else, who the hell left two loaves of bread sitting there, brand ass new?
Okay.
And they're probably not cheap loaves of bread.
Sure. All right. There's a lot here that you don't even realize you said.
What I said.
Why would it be weird for a homeless guy to have high-end loaves of bread?
Where's he getting it?
Somebody gave it to him, the food shelter.
But they look brand new. They don't look like... I should have got you because you're an expert on day-old bread.
Uh-huh.
Like you could have done a really deep forensic dive on this bread based on your child rearing because you always ate stale bread.
When I was having children?
But you were raised on stale bread.
I was raised at the...
I was raised on stale bread.
In the town of Gates.
And I never looked back. I ate my bread by the river and I called it a snack.
Shut up.
I had to dip that bread in the water of the river just to soften it up.
Bread.
So I wouldn't lose a filling in my mouth.
We couldn't afford fillings. It's packed full of cotton candy.
So what do you think?
No, look.
Because it don't homeless people.
All right, hold on. Now we got to back up. First of all, okay. I was raised at the bakery thrift store, right? And that day-old bread, this is the point I'm trying to make for the last 20 years. You can't tell it's day-old bread.
You can't.
No, I mean, you
unless you had fresh bread, and then you go, oh, that's what good bread tastes like.
All right, here's what a Pittsford-ass East Side bitch you are. So let me explain how this works.
All right.
It's probably just like an Aldi's brand that he didn't recognize.
It's very possible. But let's say it was
high-end. This is Wegmans.
It looked fancy.
Let's say it was fancy high-end bread. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with that, Tommy's first. So we have the Salvation Army around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
There are other food banks in the greater Rochester area.
Well, you got
area.
The door mission.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, open door mission. Yeah. The door mission.
Yeah.
Well, they changed, it's not open anymore?
Well.
Budget cuts? There's a door mission?
People just called the door.
Every restaurant, grocery store that has stuff or that they have an agreement with will drop off whatever they don't
sell. I get it.
No, you don't. So whether it's the lowest price bread they have or the highest price bread they have, if it's going to go bad, they will donate it to the shelter if they have an agreement with the food pantry or the shelter. So it's actually common for... these folks to hand whatever they have to
fresh
folks that need it.
Bread.
Exactly. So it's completely normal that
they
would have
high-end bread. But they weren't touched.
Okay. Maybe.
And they were placed nice, and there's nobody around.
Okay.
Why? And it's on the second level. The homeless people that usually hang hanging that little cubby on the bottom of the stairs.
You see that new story? Homeless people can't climb stairs. They're like cows. They can climb them, but they can't go back down.
Why would you go up there to eat your bread?
Why? Because you were looking to have the wind blind. There's that wall there. The wind's going to...
No, that's
where
that...
Could it just be somebody was loading their car and they forgot the bread?
Well, that's what I said, Pat, but it's on a... It's down the stairwell, not by the cars.
Well, maybe, but they could have been like bringing up loads of stuff at a time and forgot about the bread.
Well, I thought like somebody was bringing the bread in, put it down for a minute.
Could be
that.
That's what I thought.
Wherever the bread came from, I cannot get out of my head.
What's that?
That as a man as old as you are, you don't understand.
Bread?
No. That like folks that don't have a place to live or maybe need a meal every once in a while don't get like the lowest end stuff. It's whatever is donated. How did you not know that?
I didn't know they were getting top bread.
You think that the Food Link gets a donation? Like, no, too high end for me. No Chiquita. Give me the lower end fruit, please. That's all we can accept. What a stupid take!
All right, so they're eating organic high end.
They're eating whatever does
$10 loaf bread.
When it comes to donations from stores, they're eating whatever is about to be unsellable.
All right,
and I know that sounds bad, but it all works out.
By the way, they were untouched. So if I was homeless, I'd be chowing that bread.
I mean, it's possible. Maybe they opened up, had one piece, didn't like it, and left it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was two.
No.
Those loaves looked too perfect.
They could have had three loaves, tried one loaf, didn't like it, and left the two behind.
Oh, so they can't handle the high-end bread.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, it's got sprouts. And like, if it's like pumpernickel, unless it's deep-fried croutons, I'm out. Rye, can't do it. Sorry. Yeah.
Who doesn't love rye bread?
I hate rye bread.
Really?
Yeah. Got a little dip.
Like when I get a Reuben, I got to go sourdough instead of rye.
And you don't eat pumpernickel?
I'll eat pumpernickel croutons at the Ruby Tuesdays. That's about it. I stand by what I said.
All right.
All right. Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry, Kimmy. Were you going to say something?
No.
She's also off on dark bread.
Now that we are having this discussion about folks out on the street looking for something to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen on social media the last couple of weeks.
What'd you see?
Well, like, folks are arguing that giving money to homeless people, see, the endless argument, right? Giving money to homeless people only allows them to buy drugs and you shouldn't do it.
Or not alcohol.
And not only that.
Fun stuff.
Not only
that. Gotta remind you, hey, it can get better.
Not only that,
yeah.
But, times are tough.
Yes.
So just, being able to part with cash, period, is hard. So the argument I've been seeing from a bunch of people is if you go out to eat and you have leftovers, give them your leftovers when you're on the side of the road. And I can't figure out.
Like just hand the doggy bag
over?
Yeah.
And I can't figure out if that is insulting.
Oh, of course it's insulting.
I always wondered that too.
So all two of you agree.
Unless it's like something new or like you didn't touch it or something, I would think like.
Yeah, here my mouth's been all over this.
Like
enjoy.
If it's got a bite out of it, it could, yeah. That your intentions are good, but.
Well, but the argument from these people is.
Yeah.
It's food.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers, like the literal definition of beggars can't be choosers.
But you know how I feel about, like, I don't mind giving them money. If they want to go get beer, they want to go get drugs. I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit at home and have four scotches tonight and say, hey, buddy, you need to eat a solid meal.
I get it.
I mean, it's a little hypocritical. I'd rather give them money.
It's a very progressive take. You don't. Give them money.
No, but if I was, I would.
He sits, sticks
I
his
would
chin
be
up
one of the good ones.
He sticks his chin up in the air. Let me tell you about life. Let me make a great point here about how things may
Who's
work.
Who's got change on them?
Okay.
I got no change.
You got cash?
No, I know. How am I getting cash?
Your life's, I heard that you're flashing 20s at Starbucks and then driving off. That's what I heard.
Yeah, but that's, my check comes in today from social.
Okay, so it is inappropriate and offensive to give a homeless person your doggy bag.
Yeah, because it's like you've already been chewing on it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you let him make that decision? Like, hey, I got this doggy bag. If you're interested, do you want it?
What if he says, well, what do you got?
Why would that be a problem?
But he wants to know what's in it.
Yeah,
maybe he's got some allergies.
Or there's food he doesn't like.
Just take it and throw it out, bro.
Okay, wait a minute. Time out.
I'm not having a long conversation with this donation.
All right, you're all over the place because you start off.
If I'm going to hand them food, I don't want any questions.
You start off with the whole, it's disrespectful. Mm. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes,
but if they don't,
is.
If they don't want what you like, now you're going to be offended.
Yes. Take the damn food.
Oh my God!
And by the way, you're hungry. You're going to tell me you can't eat.
This did happen to us once, and I totally understood their reasoning.
What?
My husband had it was like around fall, so he had like this bag of apples. He's like, I'm going to give this guy my bag of apples. And the guy goes, oh, thank you so much, but I can't take that because he didn't have any teeth on top.
Oh!
So he couldn't eat the apples.
Wow.
So therefore, he was like, thanks but no thanks. But I understood that. I was not offended that that man turned away the apples.
Right. But he also had to tell you that it doesn't have any teeth.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be like, no apples.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He gave but he also has to say, yeah, I have no teeth because I'm homeless. I have no dental plan. Dental person.
Yeah, I mean, dental plan as a homeless guy is probably expensive.
Yeah.
Also, way to remind the guy he's got no teeth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's even worse.
You know, I have these vivid memories. I have this vivid memory as a kid.
Mm.
You know, you just want to make people feel good when you're younger. You try and do the right thing. So I must have been like 12 or 13 years old, and there was this guy on the side of the road. He had a sign like, hungry, please help.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
And I told my mother, I'm like, we should get him something. So I went and I got a loaf of bread, like French bread. That was, okay. And I brought him the bread.
Okay.
And he like looked at me and he took the bread and he didn't say thank you. And I remember my mother like freaked out about it, like driving away. I can't believe it. But now as an adult, like looking back, like it's not Les Mis, man. You know what I mean? I could have got the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I'm a 13. Yeah.
Apples,
I hear it. Well, no. He's like, like, what are you going to do with just a loaf of bread?
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I don't have any peanut butter or jelly or a knife or anything
like
anything
to wash it down with.
Dry ass French bread.
So the funniest thing I can remember is years ago on the old show, we were at one of those like morning show boot camp things where all these disgusting morning shows go down and trade disgusting like ideas.
They're like homeless people with homes.
Yeah. So we're in Atlanta. And we're smoking cigars, and this dude walks up, homeless dude, goes, man, that looks good. And one of the guys on the show, who wants to like show everybody else up, he goes, brah, pulls out another
one. What
guy? Who could it be?
Not saying any names. He goes, brah, I got you a treat. So he pulls out, and this is like, we just bought these cigars, right? So I know what he spent on this cigar.
Damn.
He spent about $15 on this cigar.
Woo.
He hands it to him. He goes, damn. He goes, thank you. He snaps it in half, pulls the tobacco out, and sticks it in his mouth and walks away. It was hysterical, man.
252 WCMF. This conversation started because Tommy couldn't understand why there may have been a homeless person that had high-end bread that they left behind. Nick's on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What do you got?
So I used to live out in Northern California, and
I'm from Cali, Northern Cali.
Are we talking about Cali, Nick?
Did you meet Josh Allen or Tom Brady?
All right, guys. So
are you done having fun, guys? Are you done having fun? Let's get serious about the bread.
You want to hear the story, Tommy? Or you want to hear the story?
Oh, I want to hear the story.
He only gave you one option there. Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. So you'd be leaving a restaurant or something, you have your leftovers, you try and give your leftovers to a homeless dude. I'm not joking. They would stop you and go, wait, is this vegan? And they would turn you down. They would turn you down if it was not vegan.
All right, I kind of get it. Yeah, you're already in a bad spot health-wise. Let's try and make this as good as possible here. Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
See you guys.
There goes, you want to hear it or you want to hear it? Carrie Ann writes us on Instagram. She says, actual conversation I had with a homeless person in Vegas. Here's a meal for you. Oh, what is it? Mexican. No thanks. I had that for lunch. I don't know, man. Like, you know, I do feel like we look at homeless folks as more like statues than actual people. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, you should be happy for anything you get.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if you had pasta for 7 days in a row, I kind of get why you wouldn't want pasta anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've also been, like, you know, when we were, like, on the road and we were, like, starving.
Sure.
I don't think there's anything I would turn down because I was so goddamn hungry.
No, I remember the things you would put in your mouth to make sure that you could make it to the next day.
You know.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, like, sandwiches, club owners, all these things.
Trout mouth. You got to eat. And that's what I wash it down with.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But here's the thing. I mean, I don't know what the answer is because then the whole debate of like, yeah, I shouldn't give them money at all because it enables them.
Give them the money, man.
I mean, I'm with you, but there are folks who argue it's bad for the community.
Let them have their alcohol. Jesus Christ.
Okay, man. See, now that's a whole other effing argument. I agree with you there, too. I don't care what you do with the money. The money's gone.
Don't get a fix, man.
Once again, you don't give them the money, but like, if you were to, that's what you would do, right?
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, people get very passionate about the whole idea of if you give the
money.
My
wife gets very, you know, with the alcohol and the drugs.
Well, good thing she married you to stay away from all of that stuff. In reality, this was a bad system from the start.
You're giving people
this vehicle they don't know how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking minimal information, trusting them that they're going to bring it back to you.
Yeah.
And the story we're about to share with you, it's become more common than you think, which is a little strange because although it would be very easy to take this and I guess never bring it back, now that you got it, what the hell are you doing with it?
What kind of vehicle?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, this story comes to us from Henrietta.
What happened?
It is right around the corner from Jefferson Road.
Mm.
Employees at the Penske Rental say they rented a box truck out to a man on January 10th.
Renting on a Jeff.
That's right. And the plan was for this man to return this box truck 5 days later. But as you can imagine, because we are talking about it, that did not happen.
So
lost in the Henny.
So they can't. Do they know where it is?
No, they have no idea.
They don't have a tracking device.
Still,
on it?
They still haven't recovered.
If they have, no, it is. As far as I know, it says they made numerous attempts to contact the man, quote, with negative results. And we are now coming up on 2 months since this man.
Maybe he's got a lot to move.
Okay, possible, possible. Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. Do they not GPS U-Haul and
I thought they all had them,
but maybe not.
Well, you make a lot of assumptions, though.
I feel like that's something somebody told us once, and we're like, yeah, that makes sense.
But why would they?
We just went with it.
So people don't run off with your stuff.
Well, but here's the thing. It's just four wheels and particle board. I mean, like, how much money are you putting into this stuff? Yeah. I don't know. So police are now on the lookout for this man. He is facing unauthorized use of a motor vehicle.
Aren't they, like, big, bright yellow trucks?
Yes, they are. Penske ones, right. Yes. But here's the thing. They rent those out to everybody.
True.
So, like, the idea of keeping an APB out for a big yellow truck, there's, like, 30 people at once driving all over the place using them. So right off the bat, maybe it's time to talk about how places like U-Haul and Penske rent trucks.
Mm.
Because like from the beginning of their business plan, it was never a great system.
Really, take the truck, bring it back when you're done.
No, but see here, you're oversimplifying it. When you really sit back and look at it, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Okay, here's this vehicle that you have never driven and are not qualified to drive.
But you sign a few papers, you're good.
Yep, here you go. Good luck. Godspeed. Yeah. By the way, just give us your license, your address, and a credit card.
Yeah.
And promise you'll bring it back.
Yeah.
That's the end of that interaction.
But they do have all your info. And you have your driver's license. So, I mean, they're kind of covered.
Yeah, how'd that work out for this?
Well.
Not so great.
I guess.
Okay. It's dangerous. Like, just allowing us to just take one of those trucks. I mean, let's be real here. If you've ever driven a U-Haul or a Penske truck for the first time and you pull out on the street, it is one of those, like, oh, my God.
This is bigger than I thought.
And, like, the second a breeze hits you on 390, you're like, oh, I'm going through four lanes. Right? And here's the thing. If someone wanted to take that truck forever, it kind of seems like, based on, Kimmy, the stories we've seen, they could.
They got to be able to track it down eventually.
Why don't they have it back yet?
Is it a stolen vehicle?
No, it's unauthorized use. Remember, it's
when does it switch over to stolen?
I don't think it ever does because they had permission to take it. They just haven't bringing it back.
All right.
Brought it back.
I can't imagine what the... if you brought it back, he ain't got it. But I can't imagine what the whack is on that thing now.
I wonder if you could call Penske. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Well, that's okay.
And negotiate. Like, all right, listen.
Like, it's a hostage situation?
I have your truck and I'll bring it back. But I want you to waive all late fees and tell the cops everything's cool.
Well, I wonder, a deal.
I wonder if that would work. Because if they just want the truck back, they'll let everything go.
So, like, just cut a deal.
Yeah. Could you think that would work?
No. It's a big company, man.
Understood. But think about it, man. It's still those trucks are not cheap.
If they do that, that just opens up the window for everybody to negotiate you getting your truck
back.
Well,
you don't broadcast that you're doing it.
But it would get out there, right?
I don't know.
Social media would get out there.
I mean, look, this guy is also stealing Penske trucks. I don't know how much of a social media following he has. He's a Penske truck stealing influencer.
Unless he's created like a little side business where he's like a moving guy.
Okay.
Oh.
Like he's like cutting deals and moving people around.
Wait, it's called Spensky. Just spray paints an S in front of the sign.
Spenskys.
Kimmy, you were saying. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you.
Well, so you said they have your credit card.
And they have your driver's license.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to charge your credit card, right? Because there's a limit to that.
And you could also, so, I mean, eventually.
But usually they have a hold on your credit card when you drive off.
I love.
I don't know. I guess that's what I'm asking is like, what can they do with your credit card?
Well, they could keep banging it, but you're right. Either you could cancel the card or eventually, like, you run out of room on it. I mean, come on. We were bums. We know how this works.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I just thought, like, they had a better system now. Because back in the day, they couldn't follow you electronically.
Sure.
You had to remember, they just had that little roller thing and you signed your name.
Yep.
But like now, they know everything.
Apparently, they don't.
And they have your insurance. They have your Because they, what I had, they, you got to give them all your information.
It's less information than you think.
Okay. No, I rented one. Remember when I moved, sure. I had to give them my all the that stuff, and I had to prove I had insurance.
Understood.
And the insurance covered that.
But again, okay, so they got your insurance, they got your driver's license number, they got your address.
They
your
got you by, they got you by the balls.
Okay, why don't they have this truck back? But you keep arguing, but all I have to go is, hey, it's been 2 months, truck ain't back yet.
Do they have, like, investigators to go, like,
ooh,
to the question. Guy's house?
Penske, please?
Yeah.
Penske cops, freeze! I don't know.
Well, unless he was moving.
Oh, good point.
Like, cross country?
No. You could have taken it pretty far.
No, let's say he went west.
I mean, you could.
And then you could show up to his address on his license, but he might not live there anymore.
Here's the thing. I mean, he could just move across town.
Yeah.
Right? You could move from one part of, you know, Chi Lai to another. They still wouldn't know where to find you. Mm. So Bree writes us.
What'd she say?
We're talking about this story. It happened in Henrietta. A guy went in, rented a Penske truck. He was supposed to have it for 5 days. That was back on January 10th. According to the story, the truck's still out there. They are looking for this man. He is facing charges of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. And we're talking about the system here. Kind of was flawed from the start.
Yeah.
Bree writes us on Instagram. She says, U-Haul does the trackers. My buddy works for them. Says he's been the recon man when people don't bring him back in time.
Got to go chase him down.
Maybe she means the repo man. So you got to go jump in the truck and go.
So she's saying U-Haul does?
U-Haul does, but this is Penske.
But
maybe.
Penske doesn't?
I don't know, unless this guy knew where the GPS was and took it out of the car.
Oh.
I don't know.
Disabled? Okay.
I'm just throwing theories out there now. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, come in. Eric.
Oh, Tommy.
What do you got, buddy?
Hey, with Penske, they have truck numbers. They write it down. They take pictures of everything. You sign it. But they don't have tracking in them.
Okay.
Why would they do that? Is Richard Penske, like, anti-tracking?
He's pro-numbers.
Yeah. Well, he had a nice car.
They just don't. I've rented Penske trucks. There's yellow ones and white ones.
So you got that going for you.
All right.
Wait, hold on. Is Penske the race car driver? Yeah. Is that the same company?
Yeah, so it's a racing team, yeah.
No, I know it is a racing team. I'm asking if they own Penske.
It's the same company. It's the same people. Richard Penske. He was famous back in the day.
No, I know that there is a fame. Okay. Eric, do you know any about this? Because he's giving me that stupid look where I think he might be lying. He's lying. You're
it's
lying.
It's Penske. You're lying.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
Idiot.
Hey, you know who's a big investor?
Who's that?
David Letterman.
Shut up.
Because they're all from Indiana.
Shut up. Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of your day. Like, if you actually knew the stuff you made up, you'd be a pretty smart person.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, with all of this that we're talking about, right? Like, how dumb it is that they kind of trust everybody the way that they do renting trucks like this. There's also dumb on the other side of this story, too.
Who's that?
Well, look, after this man, who allegedly stole this truck and kept it for 2 months, gets his hands on the truck, and now you've got it. It's yours.
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
Oh.
Is it like your car now?
Oh, maybe so.
And I guess it would be
just tooling around town in a big old truck.
Okay, so Kimmy, you ask if they could live in it.
Yeah.
There's this weird subculture of influencers on Instagram who do this. They're
like vagabonds.
Yeah, they buy U-Haul trucks and they live out of them in like Walmart parking lots. And I guess the idea I've seen for most of them is I'm saving to buy a house, and this is how I'm saving money. So I guess it's not out of the question you could live in the thing. I don't know how you would do that up here. It's just like particle board wood, right?
Yeah, you'd freeze your ass off.
Unless you got like a really nice sleeping bag.
Okay.
But then you're investing in a sleeping bag and then stealing a box truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be your everyday driver. You're just, it's weird.
Would, yeah.
You're not paying for it, though.
Okay.
Although, like, every moment it's on the road, you risk getting caught.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
So they tell the cops that this truck is missing, but it's not stolen. It's been. What do you call it?
Well, no, he borrowed it and then never brought it back.
So the cops know it's gone.
Yeah, unauthorized use of motor vehicle. Yeah, I pulled this from.
So wouldn't like those like readers, like if the cops are going around like the parking lots, wouldn't that pick it up on the plates?
Great question. I don't know.
The cops have to go knock at every Penske truck to see what's going on?
Let me see your paperwork. Your Penske paperwork. They called us from Daytona. He's down there this weekend racing. He wants to know. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, worst loss prevention people in the country. He got his address to go to the post office and get his forwarding address.
Okay, hold on, bro.
That place out.
Bro, now here's the thing. But this ain't 1950. I had the wrong address on my ID for like 9 years. Nobody puts their forwarding address there. No, Pete, why don't you call the Pony Express and see if they can get a hold of him, too?
Yeah. The cops ain't doing it. You might as well hire a private dick or something. I don't know.
All right, Tommy, you doing anything? Pete, thanks for the call. All right, great call, Pete. You go get their forwarding address.
Ooh, and you wait for them.
That's right. And then you have them buy war bonds. We got Facebook messages coming in. The conspiracy theories have officially started.
All right, what we got?
This comes in from Jake. Jake says these companies want the trucks to get stolen. They're beat up and not worth anything on the secondary market. But if they are stolen, insurance money will pay them out for a new truck.
Oh, wait. A new truck?
New truck.
I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think that's how it works either.
Yeah.
Is there any sense, though, that they're going to get paid if they eventually report this truck is gone and that benefits them? That they're not going to look too hard to find it?
I guess. But I thought, like, they just sell the trucks to, like, for scrap or something.
No, you can buy, like, U-Haul will have, they'll sell the old trucks.
Oh, all right.
It's the same thing as, like, Enterprise Rent-A-Car. You can go buy rent-a-cars that had been rented and now it's your car.
Yeah.
That's how my dad used to buy his cars.
Really? So then he'd go get the stale bread.
There was a Enterprise Rent-A-Car off of Brooks Avenue.
Where, did he buy an old rent-a-car?
Yeah. He would buy, like, the last three cars he had when I was living in where the...
They're probably cheap, though, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, for a reason. Like, have you ever been conscious or taken care of a rent-a-car? Like, you do no. 60 immediately right. pulling up the parking lot. 252-WCMF, we'll take one more call. Tommy, you told us, you shared a great bit of information, that Penske, the rental company... Also owned by the...
Richard Penske, the race car driver and the race team.
Yeah, 252-WCMF. John's got the last word. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Good. Good morning. I just wanted to tell Tommy that it's Richard... It's not Richard Penske. It's Roger Penske.
No, I only paid attention to his brother. The one that teamed up with Don Garlitz.
Shut up.
And hey, Duff.
Yo.
Just one thing about cars. You know, Roger Penske is race car guy and big... I just wanted to tell you, I called in and you yelled at me about, things going in threes. So you had to buy the tennis racket for your daughter and then, then the hockey stick.
That's two.
And remember I said that, that maybe your washing machine or your check engine light's going to come on?
Yeah, you were a dick. I remember that, yes.
Yeah, I was kind of. But, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. So guess whose check engine light came on?
John, I'm sorry it happened to you, but it couldn't have happened to a better person.
Luckily, the damn thing's under warranty.
Well, you should call Richard Penske. Maybe he can help you out.
Call his brother.
Exactly. Have a good day.
Bye, John. Have a good rest of the day. All right, let's take a break. Life is all about perspective.
Yeah, buddy.
Sure, things feel bad for you, and in this area, things have been rough, budget-wise, right? But it can be good to take a step back and see what other people are dealing with. Because as much as our budgets are tightening when it comes to going to the grocery store...
It's too much.
Believe it or not... We're actually in a pretty good spot.
No kidding.
When it comes to bang for our buck.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy.
I have in front of me a study done by Wallet Hub.
What are they saying?
It's the states where people spend the most and the least on groceries. Mm. But here's the thing. They didn't do it by straight up price because that wouldn't be accurate.
Yeah.
Different money is worth more in different places in the country.
Yeah.
They did it based on percentage of income you make in a year. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. How much of it's going towards food?
You got it. And by using that metric, the state of New York, according to this study, has the 16th cheapest groceries in America.
Oh, damn.
We are in the bottom third nationally for what we budget out of the money we make versus what we spend grocery shopping.
I'm a little shocked.
You are surprised by that.
Yeah, I thought we were paying a ton.
Why is that?
Because you live in this state. This costs a lot.
I got no numbers to back it up, but you live in a state.
Well,
you go to the grocery store, they got your hands in your pockets. You see what eggs cost right now?
Well, I mean, you got, Wegmans, you got a lot of, higher-end grocery stores probably charge you more.
Yeah, but they're also in other states.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's busted-ass state.
Like what?
Any southern state.
Okay.
State.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, but I want you to remember saying that.
Right.
Put a pin in that. Kimmy, does it surprise you that we are in the bottom third nationally for what we budget on grocery shopping?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I would think that based on our standard of grocery store in this town, like we would typically spend more than the average person.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
What's that?
Since 2019, nationally, the cost of groceries has risen about 25% on average.
Yeah.
And look, we're all feeling it. It's not
fun. Yeah.
Carton eggs cost you left nut now. But compared to other places, we are in a good spot. Like
Damn.
You just said, you would have thought the South would have had the cheapest groceries.
Right.
States like Mississippi, West Virginia and Arkansas are spending almost double what we are compared to their income on groceries.
Okay.
So take the issues we're having right now, right, money-wise,
yeah,
and then multiply the cost of your weekly grocery budget times two.
Okay.
That would be the equivalent of living in Mississippi, West Virginia.
So that's because they're so poor.
Yes, you got it. Their average income is so low.
Like Mississippi's income. About as busted as it gets.
Yeah, which is one of the – I don't know why they made that their state song.
I wonder if, like, more rural – places, like, they have less options, so you're kind of forced to spend more on those maybe smaller stores.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like convenience stores more than like those big bigger box stores, essentially.
So it's called the Dollar General problem. Dollar right. General does this. Well, they'll go into lower end communities and cities, or they'll go into rural communities, and it looks like it's cheaper, but they're actually selling you less amount of things for less
smaller
of a price.
Portions.
So yes, in the long run, you end up spending more money. Kimmy, that's a good theory that these places are so spread out and you make
like,
so
I'm
little
thinking,
money.
You know, if you live in like these small towns, kind of in the middle of nowhere, you may only have like one or two places tops where you're
on the road
shopping.
Like you would go in to get gas, you would see people in their grocery shopping at a basically a convenience store.
Yeah, which is funny because we've all kind of started doing that too. Like there are very now few grocery stores that don't have, or excuse me, gas stations that don't have like full grocery stores. And stuff.
Yeah, but back in the day, but it was always weird because like your options were so limited back then. Like if you wanted to, like a meal, it was either going to be tuna fish or those little cans of Vienna sausages.
Which, by the way, you mix those two things together, surprisingly good meal.
Well, it's surf and turf.
Matthew writes us on Instagram. He says, I guess referring to Mississippi, West Virginia, and Arkansas, those states also have a lower cost of living. Yeah, you're right. But
they're poor.
Yeah, you make much less money average. Yeah. You know, I mean, you're right. If you have a job where you make a ton of money in West Virginia.
Yeah, you're fat.
Yeah, but
it goes long.
The overwhelming majority of people don't do that.
Not so good.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yeah.
With the knowledge that we are now in the bottom third what we spend on groceries compared to what we make in America. There are things that will make people move to a new community.
Mm.
Job would be the biggest one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Low housing costs would also help.
Yeah.
We've seen people move from Rochester for that very reason. Would low cost of groceries be on that list right now?
I don't think you could be that picky right now.
You don't think so? What do you mean by that?
I mean, think about, like, if you're somebody looking to move or buy a new house, whatever it is, You're pretty limited, especially here, when it comes to where you can go.
Okay, I'm talking like...
out of state.
Yeah, out of state kind of stuff.
Like, I'm going to move to Mississippi because food's cheaper.
Yeah, if that were the case.
I see. You're saying big move.
So let's say hypothetically you could
work... My money goes longer.
Yes, you can work remotely. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep your salary that you make here in New York, but you can move to West Virginia, Mississippi, Arkansas, and you could cut your food bill in half every week.
Yeah.
Would that move financially be worth it?
I mean, it's kind of how people thought about moving south out of here to begin with because the taxes were cheaper.
Right.
Yeah, so taxes.
Which makes... Your money go long.
Yeah. Sure.
They had no property. Remember, Florida's got no state tax.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people go down there because like you eliminate all that. So, yeah, people would probably do that.
So, fun fact, the average American with kids spends around $331 a week on groceries. And I know there are people laughing about how much that sounds. It's on average.
Yeah.
It's on average. But for the sake of the discussion, Kimmy, let's say you could move 7 hours away and spend one half of the average, that's $8,320 a year back in your pocket. Would an extra $8,320 a year be worth a seven-hour move?
Just to pick up and move your entire life?
You got everything, you know, you'll have the same job, everything will be fine. You move your life for an extra $8,000 a year.
I'm probably too lazy for that. So that's a lot to think about.
Would you move for a job that paid you an extra $8,300 a year?
I mean, no, because I feel like I probably could do that, and I haven't, so... The answer would be no.
Listen to this over here. Everybody wants me.
Well, I think anybody.
Yeah, I know. I can do it. They're just throwing money at me.
Punch my ticket. You know, the problem with food is like food fluctuates, right? So like this could all change in 6 months.
Sure.
And then you move for nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a valid point. True. But I mean.
Like a place where like you're not going to pay any state taxes. Well, that's. You're anchored in.
Okay, but here's the thing. You know, you would go to that place and find a new job. There are people that will move for jobs, right?
Yeah.
That same argument can be made for your gig because you can move for a job and then, you know, 4 years later, the job's gone.
Right.
You've moved. You own this house. You're paying a mortgage on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's always a risk.
Yes. I mean, I don't know how much of a difference there would be because it's funny.
But that would be like moving for gas prices.
But again, if you could save $8,300 a year.
And gas. Let's say the same thing, right? They got cheap gas in the south.
Yeah. I mean, look.
It's that Southern gas.
Southern gas?
It smells like eggs.
Yeah, it was from Ron Penske.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always smelled like burning eggs.
252 WCMF. According to the study done by WalletHub, based on the money we spend on groceries versus what we make, New York State is in the bottom third of what we spend on groceries. The worst states in America for income versus what they spend on groceries, Mississippi, West Virginia, and Arkansas. And it's a surprising statistic based on what we're paying, you know, for stuff that we eat. But, you know, the perspective is good. You bring up the whole, it's like moving for gas.
Yeah.
I know there are people listening right now who would move their family 7 hours away for an extra $8,300.
Oh, sure. Right? It's a big difference.
So, I mean, in that way, I guess you could also look at this study as, if you are thinking about going somewhere else, by staying, you may be saving that $8,300 a year. Because if you go to a state like Mississippi, West Virginia, those places, according to the study, you're doubling your grocery bill.
True. But you're going to raise some really dumb kids.
I mean, proof positive, sitting across from me.
Southern dumb.
He's wearing a jacket and a turtleneck.
Yes.
I'm double war in New York State. All right, let me ask you this, Kimmy.
Yeah.
How much money would it take you to pick up and move out of state?
It would have to change your lifestyle, I think. Like, I would have to be in, like, a whole other tax bracket to do that.
So
otherwise, you might be making more money, but is my lifestyle changing at all? Am I still doing the same stuff, living in the same type of house? What's I guess, for me, and I don't have kids, so that's not a factor. Okay. Like, what would really, how would that change my life?
$30,000.
Cool.
$30,000 a year.
Oh,
a triple your current salary.
But am I miserable living in that place?
Like, you're miserable here.
Is there anything to do? I mean, am I still going to have to travel to see family and friends all the time?
Well, here's the thing. They do say
cheap weed.
That exists everywhere.
Kimmy's got the plug. I mean, Kimmy, they say home is where you make it.
Right.
$30,000 a year extra.
They get an airport ticket wherever you want to go.
Would you at least think about it? $30,000?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty comfortable here.
Okay. Kimmy.
It would have to be somewhere cool.
Well, okay.
Like, I'm not moving to the middle of nowhere. That freaks me out. Like, living in the middle of nowhere freaks me out.
So you wouldn't move to, like, Iowa for an extra $30,000 a year? Why does that freak you out?
I don't know.
Iowa's beautiful in the summer.
Yeah. If you like corn.
And good people.
Yeah.
Good Western, Midwestern folk.
Depending on, you know, what you look
like. Watch your mouth.
How much money annually more would it take for you to pick up and go right now?
Yeah, my age?
Yes, I'm asking. $50,000?
Ooh.
I love how both of you were like, no. The first number I say, both of you were like, huh.
I mean, I felt, think about it.
Huh.
Extra 50 G?
Yeah.
Des Moines, Iowa?
Yeah.
Sold!
Oh, my God. You're going to die in Des Moines.
Why not?
Okay.
These are worse places to die than Des Moines.
All right. I just find it funny. Like, Kimmy's,
and I always liked Iowa.
Kimmy's point matters more to you and you don't even realize it. Because you need stuff to do even though you don't do anything. Yeah. Like, you,
I mean,
know,
you love like living in a walkable town, having your regular spots, your like corner bar.
You can't wear turquoise sewn shoes in Iowa, boy.
You can. You just got to walk fast.
You love your gazebos. You love the canal.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're living in the Quad Cities, you've got nothing. And even the Quad Cities aren't that exciting.
Like, there's
Quad
no body of water. People swim in ponds and stuff.
The old Mississippi.
I'm going to take the dog and I'll walk down to Mississippi in my turquoise sneakers.
And the mighty Missouri.
And he's missing. he's missing. No, I mean, but there is cruelty to that move.
You also forget, like, people are different in different parts of the U.S. Like,
you're 100%
right. You're used to a certain type of... dealing with a certain type of person here where you live, and that could totally change your quality of life depending on how you think and feel things should be.
No, I think that is the number one underestimation for people that, like, fantasize about leaving. I mean, we've said this before. You look at somewhere like Europe, where it's smaller than the, everything. You're England and France and Spain. Those are different countries. They speak different languages. They have much different
cultures.
History, if you were to drive from here to Chicago, which is not even halfway across the United States, in other places, you'd be driving through five different countries.
Four or five
different countries that have four or five different languages. Like, the culture in the different parts of the United States, it's great. Mm-hmm. It makes us what it is.
Yeah.
But it could be hard to adjust to if it's not something you were raised in.
I guess I could tolerate anything if it was oceanfront.
Okay.
If I could live on the ocean.
Anywhere? Anywhere.
Any part of the United States coastline ocean, I would take. Why not?
I would take oceanfront, yeah.
No, but anywhere. Maine is beautiful.
Right.
I would take Texas. I would take California. Yeah, anywhere.
252-WCMF. You know, we're talking about this move. Let's take one more call. We started this conversation with the knowledge that we now have that you need, let me try this again. New York is in the bottom third of grocery costs compared to what we make in America. Like, we're actually way better than a lot of other spots. Yeah. We talked about moving. Gary, he moved out of here. He's a trader. Gary, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
Go ahead.
Yeah, the biggest thing with me was is when my job offered to give me $5,000 to move. That, you know, like, yeah, you're gonna, if you want to pay to relocate me, I'm all on board.
Okay, where did you go?
I'm down here, actually Marietta, Georgia.
So outside of Atlanta, then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice area.
So
yeah.
So we had brought up $8,300. They paid to move you and an extra $5,000 a year, and that did it for you.
I make more. It was $5,000 to move.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm making $20,000 probably more a year.
Well, they call them Gary Coins down there.
Oh yeah. Wait, is this Diamond Carry?
Diamond Carry.
Yeah, but Macon's got to be a culture shock coming from your
Marietta.
Oh, sorry, Marietta, which is south of Atlanta.
North. Anything south of Atlanta sucks.
You know, it's where Rod Penske lives.
Oh, yeah,
there,
yeah. Good people.
All right, but Gary.
He's my neighbor.
Gary, I mean, like, you know, you are close to a major metropolitan American city, but, like, when it came to the culture shock, was it that much of a difference between Rochester and Marietta?
The weather was more of a factor. Like, we had to ditch my truck. I came down here with a Ford Explorer, and you just can't get in and out of traffic. They're doing 90. I had to get rid of the truck to get a faster, sportier car.
Oh, that sucks, Gary.
But you can't get good bagels.
I mean, it does bring
pizza
up traffic.
Sucks.
Traffic's a factor in a lot of places.
Yeah, traffic is huge.
What about that
75,
chow?
85. Hey, we got the Waffle House.
Oh, they, right. Oh, he's got Waffle House. Damn it. Think about how much money.
Trade bagels for Waffle House.
Think about how much Waffle House you could buy with an extra $20,000 a year.
You could buy a Waffle House.
You could do that. Gary, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
No problem. Yep.
There goes Atlanta Gary.
Yeah.